This homily is coming from the Black Abbey Dominicans in Kilkenny in Ireland, where the Dominicans came in 1225 and had a rather turbulent career here, but we're still here. Preaching for the feast of the birthday of Our Blessed Lady. Actually, the feast day of Our Blessed Lady is for me, my name is Jim Dunleavy, particularly significant. It was the day when we, who went to the Irish Christian Brothers to school, came back to start the Michaelmas term, or the time that was as nearly convenient to it as possible. And the brothers had a great devotion to Our Blessed Lady, and I hope that we, going through the school, learned something from them. This year, however, the feast is not celebrated, as the Sunday takes precedent over the feast. But there is something in the Gospel of today, coming from Luke chapter 14, which is indeed relevant. Great crowds accompanied Jesus on his way, and he turned and spoke to them. If any man comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple. Anyone who does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Jesus came and preached love. And the hating father and mother, etc., is really a Semitic way of saying nothing must be preferred to the following of Jesus. And Mary was such an example. The only thing that counted was her son and following her son Jesus. Mary, of course, was the mother of God. And this is her greatest title. Nothing could be greater than being the mother of God. And yet, somehow, we as Catholics can forget that her highest privilege is her poverty, and her greatest glory is that she is most hidden. And the source of all her power is that she is as nothing in the presence of God. Thomas Merton, in New Seeds of Contemplation, writes, "It is often forgotten by Catholics themselves, and therefore it is not surprising that those who are not Catholics often have a completely wrong conception of Catholic devotion to the Mother of God. They imagine, and sometimes we can understand their reasons for doing so, that Catholics treat the Blessed Virgin as an almost divine being in her own right, as if she had some glory, some power, some majesty of her own that placed her on a level with Christ himself. They regard the assumption of Mary into heaven as a kind of apotheosis and her queenship as a strict divinization. But Mary needed redemption. St. Bonaventure and St. Thomas had their own ways of trying to deal with that. But she needed redemption. She was a human being, and she died. And yet, she is, for me anyway, a sort of pathfinder, a trailblazer. Where Mary has gone, we hope to follow. And the marvelous thing that she said to the, after the angel had appeared to her, and she said to her cousin Elizabeth, "The Almighty has done great things for me." And it was true, the Almighty had done great things for Mary. And each one of us can say that too. The Almighty has done great things for me. In baptism gave me faith. In the Eucharist shares the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Continually forgives me of my sins. Confirms me in the Spirit. Oh yes, the Almighty has done great things for each one of us. But that doesn't lead us to any self-congratulation. But again, we follow Mary. She is led to praise God. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. And we try and appreciate the gifts that God has given to us, and we praise God for that. And we remember that Mary was able to finish her prayer with that wonderfully humble, faithful, loving, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." And she was one who, in becoming the mother of God, acted simply in loving submission to God's commands, in pure obedience of faith. And as Thomas Merton says, she is not blessed because of some mythical pseudo-divine prerogative, but in all her humanity and womanly limitations as the one who has believed. And so we try and say, in love, in faith, in hope, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And if that means taking up a difficult cross, be it done to me according to your word.